Greetings, y'all. Today is August 26th, 2012. You are listening to the very first episode of the Championship College Football Wrap-Up Show, a podcast dedicated to results from college football games that compete in the Football Championship subdivision of NCAA Division I, NCAA Division II, NCAA Division III, and the NAIA. I am your host, Keith Laney, and I will guide y'all along your journey through the 2012 championship college football season. Before I give the results for the games from the first weekend of the NAIA football season, allow me to explain how the podcast will work. The first scores that I will give will be from games at the NCAA Division I FCS levels, and then scores from NCAA Division II, NCAA Division III, and the NAIA. The games will be broken down by conferences in alphabetical order of each division. Games with a home team that is independent will be listed last in its respective division. Interconference games will be listed in the conference of the home team. Interdivision games will be listed in the division of the home team, with the exception of games where the home team is either a member of the Football Bowl subdivision, NCCAA, NJCAA, another sanctioning body, or unaffiliated with any sanctioning body. On Friday night, August 24th, the Frontier Conference opened up its football season with two games. Rocky Mountain defeated Jamestown 38-12 in a neutral site game at Denton Field in Miles City, Montana. Carroll defeated Montana State Northern 31-6. There were a few more games on Saturday, August 26th. Central States Football League held two games. St. Francis of Indiana defeated Texas College 46-10, and Bacon defeated Tabor 25-20. The Great Plains Athletic Conference held a single game, with Benedictine defeated Concordia of Nebraska 45-37. There was another single game in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference, with Baker defeating Ottawa 27-20. The Mid-South Conference held three games yesterday, and one of them happened to be a special game, as Bluefield College played its first football game since 1941. They suspended their team after the start of World War II, as with most small colleges. West Georgia is an example of that here in Georgia, as well as Georgia Southern University. Pikeville actually played Bluefield, and they won that game 42-28. The other two games required overtime, as Lindsey Wilson lost to Kentucky Christian 27-20. UVA Wise defeated Bethel of Tennessee 24-21 in a single overtime period. There were quite a bit more games here in the Mid-States Football Association, as Trinity International defeated NCCAA member Trinity Bible 59-15. St. Francis of Illinois defeated Concordia of Michigan 44-11. Two overtime periods were necessary to determine a winner between Siena Heights and Robert Morris of Illinois, with Siena Heights emerging victorious 26-19. Graceland defeated Grandview 26-6. Marion shut out Olivia Nazarene 35-0. William Penn defeated Iowa Wesleyan 39-14. There were two independent home team games yesterday as well. Peru State defeated Dakota State 35-27. Menlo played a Canada Inter-University Sport member British Columbia and won that game 28-13. Since British Columbia was the home team, I'm going to assume, although I don't know for sure, that the rules were Canadian football college rules. Okay, before I end this podcast, I would like to thank y'all for listening to the very first episode of the Championship College Football Wrap-Up Show. I hope that the 2012 Championship College Football season is a great one for y'all. If y'all happen to get a chance, I would encourage y'all to catch a championship college football game if one is near where you live. They are a great deal of affordable fun for the entire family. In fact, I will be at 5 games this season myself, the first one being next Saturday night, September the 1st, between a point of the NAIA in West Georgia of NCAA Division II, being played at a University Stadium in Carrollton there on the West Georgia campus. Hope that y'all join me again on Labor Day morning for the first weekend of NCAA competition, as well as the second weekend of NAIA games. There are some championship divisions there that are holding us games on a Sunday afternoon. This is Keith Laney, hoping that y'all will sprint on back right here next weekend. Copyright 2012.